Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Well, tonight we start in a different format. Call it School of Stature, Bible study, word study, whatever kind of study you want to call it. We're going to endeavor to go a little more in depth into some of the things that we're studying. And so tonight we're taking time. And Wednesday night, sometimes it'll be a two-part series, a three-part series, maybe more, I don't know. But however the Lord will lead us, so that we'll spend enough time, I think quality time, in a subject, because it's all about us getting it. Amen. and becoming it. Amen. Amen. Well, tonight I want to start with a question. So I'm trying to make this palatable for you that are here, as well as our live stream audience as well, because we have faithful viewers. And so just bear with me. This is a little bit different than me up screaming and, you know, all that stuff around on the podium. So we want to delve a little bit deeper into subjects, subject matter, and topics. So tonight, for the sake of our CDs and labels and such, I've entitled this The Original Covenant. I love to go back to origins. Now, I have a question for you. If I was giving away prizes and you got one right, I'd give you a prize, but I ain't giving away no prizes. So. But I have a question for you, and if we can, have another microphone available just to pass around. Now, don't get this twisted. This is not Q&A session. Everybody, though, every now and then I'm going to ask a question to have someone answer it or something like that, okay? So don't be discouraged or disappointed, because, again, we're trying to fetter this to our live stream as well, so that we're not just, you know, doing things that would be just totally in-house. So if we can have another mic to pass around from time to time, I have a question. Who can tell me one of the covenants? Who can tell me how many covenants there are? Or in the Bible, how many covenants God actually covenanted? This was worth $100. Oh, okay. I'm just informed that our live stream audience can put their answer in the chat so they can be involved as well. That was my concern. I want everybody to be involved and be able to intercourse if need be. Okay? Anyone here? Okay, someone said five. Five. Two. All right, now we just guess it here. One, three, four. Okay, so we had five. We had two. Somebody said six. Okay. Tonight we won't, but there are seven major covenants that God made. Eight, really. And I want to talk about something that I think is going to really help us to. Okay, I see a bunch of answers there, but nobody answered how many live stream. But we're on course here. We're on course because. Okay. This is to generate, this is to cause you to start not only thinking, but researching. Okay, researching. So there in actuality, there are seven major covenants in the scripture. And I won't, we're not studying, this is not my focal point tonight, but this is a starting point. There was a covenant with Noah. There was a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, and then the covenant with God himself, God the Father and God the Son. Okay? Covenant, the word covenant means to fetter together. By the way, there will be times, and I think we can make this available for live stream too, I think, but that I'll have handouts, topics of discussion or outlines where you can follow as well. But tonight, if you have pen and paper, just mark some things down so that you can follow this vein of thought in your own study time. But covenant means to fetter together, to it's like binding together. A covenant bound you for life to your covenant partner. It signified that two people had become one. All right? There were different types of covenant. And again, this is not my focal point, but this is part of the foundation that we're going to build on. There was the sword. There was the passing of the sandal, which had to do with travel one to another. There was my weapons becoming your weapons. There were the sacrifice of an animal to God, splitting the sacrifice, and each covenant person walked between the halves. And from that time on, each covenant partner would consider himself the half of a new person born of their oath. Covenant is so powerful, it also includes our descendants. Amen. This is important to know. That's why you don't make covenant in haste.
Amen. Amen.
You don't just go out and get Amen. Unequally yoked, because your children's children will have to deal with that yoke. A covenant was the deepest, most enduring commitment between two souls. And the first, of course, we see was marriage. So there were seven major, but I want to talk about an eighth one. And this is interesting and I think fascinating to us. I'll say it's the eighth one, but in actuality, it's the first one.
Amen.
Okay. In this lesson, if the Lord leads, we'll get into covenant. And you know, some of the details and particulars of covenant. But I want to start focusing now on where we're going with this. The first God there's the old covenant, two major covenants, the Old Testament or covenant and the New Testament or covenant, right? So two major ones. So whoever said two was everybody's on point. It's just as you study the scripture, we find that there are a number of covenants that God made. The one with Noah, of course, what was represented? The rainbow, right? So that was a covenant that God made. So there are a number of covenants, two major, but the covenant or the Old Testament covenant, God initially cut that with a people, right? The New Testament covenant was cut by God with God, Father and the Son. But now there was a covenant before the old covenant, and it was a covenant that God made with humanity.
Amen.
Okay, before the fall. Amen. After the fall, God covenanted again, through a nation, in order to bring himself into this humanity. But before that fall, God covenanted with man, with all humanity. So there's a covenant today that humanity is not living up to. This is because a person is a human. They are in covenant. There's a covenant that God cut with humanity, humus, humankind. And we find it in Adam. That's why oftentimes we see where Jesus is called the second Adam. Amen. Amen. Now what I want to draw on tonight is the reality of our living that first covenant now. Amen. God gave Adam a list of stuff. The first thing he said is have dominion. But yet, why are so many struggling and, you know, experiencing such defeat or lack or whatever it is, when the very first covenant was that of God said this in Genesis, and we know it well. If you get it, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. I mean, let's start at verse 26. Familiar verses, but never get too familiar. Amen. Let's read it. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. Okay, here's the covenant. This is the first covenant. This is the covenant over all humanity. What the problem is that the other partner has chosen to break covenant.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let's get it back up. That's the issue today with humanity. And God blessed, I'm going to say, humanity. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. When he says that, over the fish, fowl, every creeping thing that moves upon the earth. So, herein lies the first covenant. Amen. And it's with all humanity. Okay? You can even sometimes kind of liken it to a gift a person has. The gift came from God. But they may choose to leave the church and go into the nightclub. Amen. And when they sing in the nightclub, they're anointed.
Amen. Amen.
But they're singing the blues. Amen. And people just falling out over there, sing it again. You know, that gift is still, even though they've broken covenant with God.
Amen.
And so in the world, that's why we see God still reigns on the just and the unjust, because there's a covenant there. And you got people that don't care anything about God, but they live moral lives and that. And you see they exercise certain spiritual principles and they prosper.
Amen. Amen.
That's why God said, don't worry about that stuff.
Amen.
See, when you really come into covenant with God, all of a sudden, a whole lot of the stuff changes. And let's read this in Deuteronomy 28. Let's start there. Because when we come into this covenant, which I believe at the end of time upon which we're approaching, there is a remnant people.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.